week, the Aurora Education Foundation, the Go Foundation and Indigenous Literacy Foundation have announced their support for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. And today I'm joined by CEO of the Go Foundation, Charlene Davison. Thanks so much for joining me today, Charlene.
You're welcome. It's lovely to talk to you today.
Now, the Go Foundation has been vital in creating opportunities for young First Nations people and supporting them through education scholarship program. As I mentioned this week, the Go Foundation has announced support for the Yes campaign. Can you talk further to this and why the foundation is supporting the Indigenous Voice to Parliament?
Yeah, sure. So, look, the Go Foundation does provide education scholarships for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students from primary to tertiary in Sydney, Adelaide and Canberra. And our mission is around empowering through education and making sure that our kids have the same opportunities that everybody else. And so supporting the Voice to Parliament for us just made perfect sense. Go supports the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and certainly as a board and a team, we support the full implementation of the Uluru Statement, which calls for the establishment of a First Nations voice enshrined in our Constitution. And, you know, I like to reflect on what's in the Uluru Statement around having the power over our own destiny so our children will flourish. And that's what we're doing at Go. That was Adam and Michael's vision for Go, to be Aboriginal-led and governed so we can design and lead our program our way through lived experience and a cultural lens, because we know we'll get better outcomes for our young people. A voice to Parliament will strengthen our efforts and ensure that we have young people in education environments that have their learning needs, their cultural values, their dreams and aspirations in mind, and absolutely ensuring that our First Nations voices, cultures and perspectives are at the core when changes are being considered or, you know, new programs are being designed and delivered. So I'll say that also as a team that we've been deeply engaged in this, process since the Prime Minister announced the referendum at Garma Festival last year, and we've really taken the time as employees of the Go Foundation, as the board, to understand what this referendum is about and how it will make a difference not only to our work but the young people that we're supporting through our program. We've also allowed opportunities through our program delivery for our young people to hear from Aboriginal leaders, including Adam and Michael, about the referendum, about what the Constitution is and what a voice means, and also allowing them to have peer-led discussions. So we're supporting it 100%.
And can you please talk to what a successful yes vote would mean to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and their futures, I guess particularly around education?
Yeah, look, I think, like everybody, I think at the moment is hopeful about a yes vote and a successful yes vote, and it would be absolutely incredible, so important and so welcomed by so many. The education systems in our country were not designed with our people's success and achievements in mind. Education is a key enabler, and at Go, our mission, as I've already said, is to empower our young men and women through education. So this would allow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people an opportunity to have a say in the design and delivery of better programs and systems for our young people. I think it will really help to put a spotlight on what is working, on what's not working, so we can make really faster progress on improving outcomes. Also, I think it's a moment in history that young people will look back on and hopefully learn about in school into the future, and know that we as a nation, were listened to. We were valued as the first Australians and are important to our country and a better future together. And I guess, you know, the other thing from a personal perspective, I'm a mum, and I say to my kids that I hope that a successful yes vote will mean that, you know, they won't have to fight as hard as so many of us have for so many years to be heard and to have better outcomes for our people in our own country. I was raised by parents who worked tirelessly at the grassroots level, you know, state and national levels, to improve outcomes for our people. And I've continued that work myself all of my career. And so I hope that things will get easier for the generations, you know, coming through, as well as knowing that a successful yes vote will honour the strength of those who've really fought hard for many years for this recognition and for us to be able to do what we're doing today.
And the Go Foundation's mission, as you mentioned, is empowering through education. What opportunities will The Voice give to empowering Indigenous people and, as you mentioned, the younger generations, I guess not just around education but as a whole and the future generations coming forward? What do you think this will open up and give to, the younger generation?
Yeah, look, I think, as I've already mentioned, it will absolutely allow our communities to have a say on matters that directly impact us. Including health, housing, employment and education, all of these really important things are intertwined. And when they're addressed equally together, we absolutely, you know, get better outcomes and come up with solutions that work for our people. Indigenous peoples understand the best ways to deliver real and practical change in our communities and a formal and a permanent structure, I guess, that enables our voice to do that to Parliament about all of those laws and policies and programs that will help create meaningful change in all aspects, including education. Here at Go, we see firsthand the impact our work is having when we see our kids' strong culture, dreaming big and following their aspirations through the delivery of programs such as ours. So the voice to Parliament will only strengthen this work for Go and many other Aboriginal-led organisations such as the Aurora Education Foundation, and ILF. A voice will also give us the opportunity to share our expertise and knowledge from, I guess, all of the various programs that we're delivering and the many other organisations are delivering. In particular, we're an organisation that wants to be led by our young people, what their needs are, what their aspirations are. So making sure that that is then heard by the education institutes to create better environments where our students are supported as they are and supported to be strong in culture, realising, you know, what their academic, potential is, but to continue on dreaming big and pursuing, you know, their dreams and aspirations.
Yeah, you just mentioned a little bit about, the work that the Go Foundation has done and will continue to do. But regardless of the outcome on Saturday, how is the Go Foundation committed to continuing to help support and empower learning for First Nations students and communities?
Yeah, look, at Go, we're absolutely committed to continuing our work regardless of the outcome. We've been doing it, you know, for many years now. In fact, next year is our 15th year at Go. We have a strategic plan that really clearly sets out our priorities for the next few years. And my team has been busy planning for what, in particular, our next 12 months looks like. And with a big focus on building deeper engagement with our students, their schools and their families, as well as strengthening our relationships with our partners and supporters. I think what will be key is building greater collaboration with other Aboriginal leaders and other Aboriginal-led organisations so we can consider how we work together to enhance our work. We will always just find other ways to have a voice and work together to improve outcomes for our people. So I think, you know, that commitment is absolutely there. We're already doing this work day to day. The voice will only strengthen and enhance that, but it's not, certainly not going to deter us from continuing to build, you know, resilience, confidence, inspiration and aspiration in the young people that we work with.
And as we're entering the final days before voters will head to the polls on Saturday to vote in the referendum, is there anything that you'd like to say to the Australian public before they cast their votes on the weekend?
Yeah, look, it's probably, you know, it probably sound like a cracked record because we're all saying it, but it's just so simple, you know. In this referendum, we're seeking to achieve recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first peoples of this country and to do that through a voice to Parliament. On Saturday the 14th, all Australians have an opportunity to acknowledge, you know, 65,000 years of Indigenous connection to this land and have this enshrined in our constitution. It's that simple. You know, the amendment is 92 words long and we know that more than 80% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander want this change and to have a voice to Parliament, and this has absolutely been led by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people all over this country, and I'm really proud that that's, you know, that's what has got us here to this day, and I would say voting yes to a voice to Parliament will strengthen the work of organisations like GO and ILF and Aurora, who are already doing this work and support. And, you know, what you'll be doing us is supporting us in ways that we may not even realise now. It will allow us to lift, you know, the hood on those broken systems and allow our people to have a voice when education programs are not only designed, but also how they're funded. There are so many amazing people doing great things for our people and trying to work inside the systems of government to change things. And I've been one of those over, you know, the years of my career. And I see what the voice will do is enhance that work, allow more of a coordinated approach and an opportunity to provide a strong lived experience and cultural lens to, you know, what will work for our people and particularly, you know, to ensure success in education for our young ones. I just see this, our country's now having one of the most important conversations we'll have in a long time, an opportunity to say yes to empowering Indigenous people through a voice to Parliament, with our focus at GO being on empowering young mob on their education journey and beyond. A successful referendum is especially important for our young ones and future generations. So this is our opportunity to unite, ensuring the future is focused on recognition, listening and improved outcomes. And I just ask that all Australians, you know, walk with us and vote yes with us.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Charlene, for joining me today on NITV Radio. And also thanks so much for the important work that you and Michael and Adam do at the GO Foundation. And I look forward to having you on again to chat more about other work that you guys are doing in education.
Yeah, thank you so much, Luana. Thanks for the time today and the opportunity. And thanks for the work that you're doing to get the many stories out there. And look after yourself, hey? And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.